From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There were two deadly suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Monday. 26 people were killed, including 9 journalists. The attack began during the early morning hour with a suicide bomber on a motorbike blowing himself up near an office of the National Directorate of Security, the country's intelligence agency. Associated Press correspondent Joseph Krauss reports.
All of those killed were local reporters, but many of them worked for international media outlets, including a photographer for Agence France-Presse. So this is a really devastating attack on the press community in Afghanistan.
That was AP correspondent Joseph Krauss. The Islamic State terrorist group said it carried out the attack. It was the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program. Netanyahu says he has new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity.
Iran lied, big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear file. In 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons files to a highly secret location in Tehran.
In a televised address to the nation, Netanyahu displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of what he called half a ton of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program. This is VOA News. Thousands of